appreciate it. You're right. There's been some finality to, you know, him. He's been in college now for 3 years. And I don't know, just, you know, getting married, that's just, like I said, that's just tying a bow on it, I guess. And never really had time to think about it, but, you know, thinking about it, they seeing her out here. She's got 5 sisters. And, boy, the drama today. Woo! But, you know, I, this is what a day. I'm wore out. I don't know what to think.
Well, you and Anna need to take about 3 or 4 days, just go over to the deer camp and lock that big old gate up there and don't let anybody know you're down there, and y'all just sit back and relax a little bit.
That's exactly what we're going to do, because I'm just, you know, I am tired. But Gary, I'm going to go ahead and end it. I'm going to let you go. I know you might probably got somebody else wanting to talk. I didn't mean to talk this long, but appreciate you. I appreciate what you do and appreciate you, you know, just in general. And I'll let you go. It's KL4NUE, and I'll be clear, but standing by, Gary.
Yep, well, you tell Miss Anna we said hello, and tell her I said to get some rest because she's got another long day tomorrow. And, well, you do too, of course, but tell her we'll be thinking about her as well. Y'all take care, and we'll talk at you a little bit later. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Please check in November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo, N4ZLK. I'm Shane. I'm in Cleveland. I have no traffic, no table. Thanks for calling the net.
For DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, we'd like to say good evening to N4ZLK, Master Shane, up there in Cleveland. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Shane. Hope you're doing well. Have I missed anyone for comments? Is there anyone else that would like to make a comment? I didn't have one rag chewer tonight, so if there's anyone else that would like to make a comment, call KI4DOS. Guess that's about going to wrap it up. I'll submit my net report electronically, and we'll finish closing the net out. Folks, had a grand total of 65 tonight. Appreciate each and every one of you out there in Radio Land. Y'all the ones that make the nets. Come back again tomorrow night, and as far as I know, Mr. Matt, WG4MC, will be calling. Give him a good dose of rider's cramp. This is KI4DOS, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Our thanks for all those folks checked in with us. We will now return the repeater to normal amateur use. 73, good night, God bless. This is KI4DOS, clear. 4NUE, KI4DOS.
UE. Go ahead, Gary.
Talking to a couple of fellas that are interested and are going to try to get in touch with you, I think. They gave them the repeater up there, the 145 330 or 145 330. I can't remember. Anyway, I got it programmed into the radio. He gave me that repeater and then some other information. They are interested in the sideband, not the sideband, but the simplex net that we had. And one guy, his call sign, his name is Dave, is Kilo 2 Hotel Sierra X-Ray, and his name's Dave. And the other gentleman is WU8D. Whiskey Uniform 8 Delta. And I don't remember his name. I think it was Joshua. I'm not sure, but I think that's what it was, Josh. But I just thought I'd give you a heads up on that.
That's good. I'll check my email and keep an eye out on the phone in case they call. but we're gonna probably decide whether we're gonna try to see if we can actually move a piece of traffic through the simplex from, you know, one end of the coverage area to the other. And the other thing is we're gonna conduct another one in June. When the leaves get on the trees and do a comparison to see, you know, what drops off, how much it drops off by station, and get a, we'll get that on a matrix too and take a look at that and compare it to what we got. So we'll hopefully know, you know, exactly what kind of effect, seasons has on it, you know. But, yeah, send them my way. I'll be glad to talk to them.
But you wouldn't mind talking with them. And like I said, those are the two call signs. And the little guy, or the young man that's got the WU8D, I remember not too many years ago, Mr. Bob, WU8D, he lived over in Greenville, had that call sign, and he was a good friend, and he passed away. But we went over and put up antennas and took down antennas and changed stuff around for him. He was just a super nice fella, and I hated him when he passed. But that's the first time I'd heard that call sign since he passed away.
All right, well, just I'll talk with Steve or whatnot, check my email and all, but listen, you in front of the, you in, I know you're in the ham shack, you don't have your HF rig on, do you?
No.
Yeah, do me a favor and turn it on and go down to 4.906, and I'm just trying to figure out, is that my station doing that, or is that something else? Go down there and see if you can hear that.
4.906. You know that ain't in the ham bands.
Just go listen to it. You hear a pulsing sound, or is that coming out of my station?
I wasn't supposed to rebroadcast that, but I did anyway. Is that what you're hearing?
Yeah. That's popped up in the last week. I'm just wondering if that's, I don't know, what is that? Is that some kind of jamming signal or something? I've never heard that before. What do you think that is?
That's probably in the radio astronomy class, Chad, somewhere in that neighborhood.
It's a what, Gary? Say that again.
Big band chart I got on the wall.
Yeah.
I think it has to do with radio astronomy.
Okay. All right. Well, I didn't know, you know, all that stuff going on and, you know, overseas and all. I didn't know if that was, had something to do with it or whatnot, but I just been listening to that. That's just popped up in the last week, but I just gonna see what you thought it was.
In a minute, I was looking at the wrong place. I was looking at gigahertz. I can't see it, Chad. Let me look at this, and I'll get back to you. UEKI4DOS. Chad, that says it's has a split band. Is a part of it is mobile, and part of it is fixed. Now, I don't know what that is, but who knows what it is? It's just not in our, you know, not where we can get. So I mean, we can listen up there, but don't mean we can make it intelligent.
Well, I just thought it was odd that it just popped up. I've been listening around all over the place with, you know, what's going on in the world and all. And that's popped up in the last, like I said, last 4 days. And I just, you know, wanted you to listen to it and see what you thought, you know. I guess it's just nothing. It's just strange, though. You know, I mean, what's been happening the last week and all, and that pops up. So I just wonder if it was, you know, some kind of jamming signal or something. I don't know. I don't know what it is. It's really strange.
Got it from 4.888 on up to. It keeps on going up. It stops about 4.916. It drops on down in the noise level from there, but I don't know what it is.
Well, no worries. Just, you know, wanted to get see what you thought about it. But I was listening to something the other day down, I forget where it was, down below that, and it went on for about 2 days and then quit. So I know what in the world's going on. But anyway, all right. Well, listen, I'm gonna call it quits for tonight. I'm beat, and try to make it through tomorrow and all. But I got one last thing. I got these sawmill tables I'm going to break down, and I'll just load them up, and just I'll give you a holler the day before I come, and see if you can have, if you want me to bring them now. I'll let you know when I get there, and maybe you can open the gate for me, and we'll go ahead and put them down there at the barn or whatnot. But let's see if you want them.
Want them, and that would be fine. Just however you want to do that. I told Joy I was going to pick at you a little bit, and told her, I said, next time I talk to Chad, I said, I'm going to tell him when he breaks those tables down, when he throws the lumber in the back of his truck, just bring it by here and not take it back over there to Liberty, over at Pickens. That's that way I won't have to handle it but once instead of twice. And she just laughed at me. But no, that'd be fine. I'd love to have the lumber, no doubt. Because I got a couple of projects I want to get started on. Boy, today would have been an absolutely wonderful day to do something out there today. But I've been putting this other off, and I did cleaning today, and I mean, I cleaned and I cleaned and I cleaned and I cleaned, and I mean, it wasn't just, well, you know how it goes. But I told Joy, I said, next time I start cleaning like this, I'm going over to see Chris.
Take that thing apart and drop it down in that vat and twist a little knob for 15 minutes and it's done. I mean done. you go drink a cup of coffee. It gets all that gunk out of there, you know. So that's the only way to do it.
I may have to do that again anyway. I don't know that I got it perfectly clean, but that's all right. It's clean enough now that I can go dirty it up again. So that's the main thing. I don't like leaving them dirty. But we'll get together on that. But whenever you want to, if you're going to load that lumber up, and if you want me to, I'll drive the truck up there to your place, and we can just load it back in my truck. That ain't no big deal. I don't have a problem with that either.
But 15 of them. And if I remember right, I think the tree that came out of, I think it was 54 of them out of one tree. And I got 15 of them, trimmed the ends of them off, you know, made tables out of them. But let me, hey, KO4QLG, KO4NUE, you still in there, Chris?
There, KO4QLG.
How many that those 1x6s we cut out of that tree? How many we got? 54 out of? Is that right? Is that what I remember right?
You said that number. That rang the bell clear as day. That was correct. 54.
Four 1x6s, and then the popper we cut in 2x4s. I want to say we got 36 out of one tree, if I remember right. Plus some 4x6s and whatnot. But point is, Gary's got a lot of lumber load.
Big problem. I got a son named Steven that he said, "Dad, when you get ready to go over and get it," he says, "you call me." And I said, "Don't you think I won't?" I'm looking forward to getting that, and really looking forward to getting over there and watching Chris run the sawmill while me and you throw the lumber off of it.
Chris, the other day when you go down the main road there going into the farm, there's 8 pine trees there along the road, and I think one of them been struck by lightning, and then when the county come through there doing something, I don't know what they done, but they hit a water line. When they put the water line in there, I think the boom on the backhoe skint the bark off of 2 of them, and they're leaning a little bit, and the roots are starting to uproot the asphalt. So I told Chris, I need to just go ahead and get them down, because the main power lead runs right across from them. One of them things fall down, it'll take the power out on everything there at the farm. So, and they don't get in no hurry coming out there to, you know, get that fixed. So I think I'll probably just go ahead and take them down. I'd say a couple of them's probably 22 inches across. Chris is needing some beams, and I think we'll just cut the rest of them up, whatever you need. But I need to get them down before it causes a problem. And wouldn't want to cause no problems with the family up there. My goodness, boy. They get on me, they won't get off.
Got that one nice oak, pretty oak down there at the stop sign, too.
It's 2 or 3 of them back in there, Chris. And Henry said we could have them, but boy, that oak's just, boy, that stuff is just, that's work. I'd just rather I do the pine. It just, old mill just goes right through the pine like butter, you know. But that oak, boy, that stuff is tough. I mean, it's tough. It just works you to death.
And poplar stuff like that works up real easy, but you start doing with the hardwoods. I'll tell you, one of the hardest woods, one of the hardest trees I ever cut down was a pecan. You talking about some hard wood now. You get some pecan wood out there. If you're going to put it up like paneling or something like that, I found a trick out how to do that. Is you take a nail that you're going to use, a finishing nail, and cut the head off of it and put it in your drill motor. And you burn a hole through the wood. It don't really drill it. It'll dull the drill bit in a heartbeat. But you use that nail and drill your holes where you're going to put the nails to nail it up. And because if you don't, your nail's either going to bend or it'll split.
Oh, that is some tough stuff, especially when it gets dry. Oh, my word. I tell you, I think the worst, one of the worst I've ever cut was hickory. And cut some of that a couple years ago. Tree been down for about a year, so it dried out a little bit. And it's not too bad when it's green, but man, when that stuff gets dry, it just, goodness, it's just hard. And just, I mean, it just cuts the blade life in half. So I, you know, I like cutting pine. It smells good. And cedar, I don't care too much about cedar, because you get that cedar oil in your eyes from the sawdust. It can burn your eye. I mean, I got a bad infection one time from cedar oil, and I don't normally, I'll put it over the discharge chute on the sawmill and collect all the cedar shavings and put it in my sock drawer or my underwear drawer. It makes closet or whatnot, you know, makes everything smell good for 6 or 8 months. But you gotta be careful with that stuff. It'll burn you bad. I mean, especially in your eyes. For days. I mean, it's painful, actually.
In case Chris wants to come in there, yeah, I can understand that. And but that's some beautiful wood once it's worked up. It really is. But I'm looking forward to getting over there and helping you guys a little bit. I enjoy that type of working, and to let you know, I had to go to the doctor Monday. I had an ultrasound done on the aortic artery. Comes out the bottom of your heart and goes down around you, through your stomach or behind your stomach or something. Went down there and they did the ultrasound, and they called me today and told me that it looked really, really good, that I did not have an aneurysm or a weak spot or anything like that, that it was in real good shape. And I told them, I said, well, thank you. I knew that before I come and had the test done, but I thank you for giving me peace of mind for a while. So the old man may look bad and look old and be ugly, but I'm in good health.
He ain't the prettiest thing in the world, but well, you know, you need to get it done. That's perfect build for that, right?
So, I don't know. There's some fellas that think tanks are really pretty now. You know, I'm not one of them, but they are some that really like them. I'm not going to say that, but they are well built. A bit like one of them 1937 Willys Jeeps, maybe.
A bulldozer. I don't know, what, about 2 years ago, Chris? Old Alice Chalmers. And I think I'm going to name it Gary. Hard to start. Smokes like a freight train. Rusty, beat up. But when you get it going, it takes a lot to get it going. But when you get it going, you can move a city with it.
Perfect, too.
Well, you go right ahead and name it that if you want to. I don't think you'd want to give it a female's name. Even though the description of it fits some of the females that I know real well.
Gary is too ugly for us to name it anything but Gary.
KO4NUE. Ooh, buddy, how you got him.
He might not talk much, but boy, when he does, he says a lot.
Got him. He just sits back in the weeds. He's like one of them old, you know, one of them mountain lions. He's just sitting there crouching, just waiting. And he gets the right moment, boom. He got you. You ain't going nowhere.
And I guess it'll be a little while. Gary's built like a tank and his heart's in good order. little bit longer before you can take that title.
I might surpass him. I'm getting there quick.
That's good to hear. I'm glad you got some good news. We want you to hang around as long as you can.
DOS, in case anybody cares. Chris, I intend to be here as long as the man upstairs wants me to be here, but when he calls my name to call me home, I'm going. Like I said, I hope to be here a good long while, but, you know, we ain't guaranteed tomorrow, so we'll just have to wait and see what that brings. But I do appreciate that, and I tell you what, Chad, he done got me and you both tonight.
Yeah. Like I said, you gotta watch him. He'll get you. He got me the other day. I forget what it was, but I saw him about something. Oh, I know what it was. We went to the Pickens County EOC, and we get in his vehicle. Every time I get in it, I forget to get my dip. So, last time we was at the store, I just bought me a can of it and just stuck it in the glove box. That way, if I forget it, I always got some in there, because that old Copenhagen stuff he dips, I can't stand it. So, I forgot my dip, and I said, man, I kind of left my dip back at the shop, and then I remembered I had it in the glove box, so I opened the glove box up. It started laughing. I said, I got you. I said, I put some in here about a month ago, so I'd have me some in case I forgot it. And he said, that's why my vehicle's been running so rough. He said, I didn't know what was going on. He said, you put that stuff in here, and it just messes everything up.
You smell bad, too.
And, you know, when we go somewhere in my truck, you know, I take it and go get it clean, vacuum it out, you know, make sure the seat's, you know, got plenty of leg room. It takes me, if it goes somewhere in his truck, it takes me 15 minutes just to get in it. He just, you know, he just grins and don't take nothing out of the seat and put it up on the sun visor, on the, you know, the dash pad there under the windshield. He'll get you in a minute.
In 15 minutes ain't a space problem with my truck. It's a space problem with you.
Like me and you, he's got everything in his truck in its place, and when you move it, it ain't in its place no more, and it makes it hard for him to find. So you can't bust a man about the way he keeps his vehicle. Now, if it was real nasty and dirty like my son's car, or not his car, but his when he drove a truck or had a pickup truck. You couldn't get in the passenger seat. The seat was clean, but down there where your feet are would look like a garbage can. He'd get through with a soft drink or a cup of coffee or something like that, or a sandwich wrapper, or if he's eating while he's riding down the road, all that stuff went to the right floorboard. And I'm serious, it looked like a garbage can.
Well, I need all that room. You know, I'm a pretty big fella, and it takes a lot to run this machine. So I need all the space I can get. And when he's got bullet shells and, you know, this and that and mail and this, that, and the other, I guess what I'm going to have to do is just start piling it up and then just sit in the seat and just hold it in my lap, I reckon. But I'll just get me a bushel basket next time I get in there, and I'll just throw it all in that bushel basket and put it up on my knees there, and we'll ride down the road. Instead of putting it up on the dash.
Sounds like a good plan. KO4QOG.
You know, at least they'll keep it in one little stack there, and you won't have to pick it up out of the floor, and it won't get disorganized or nothing else. It'll all be just like it's supposed to be.
And when I try to get it back, it don't bother him. he nails me. He got me the other day on something. I forget what it was. And I ain't know what else to do. I mean, I stood there for a second, my mouth gaped open. I was just like, I can't believe he just got me.
I don't know. I kind of think, when I think about you and Chris and y'all together, I think about them Roadrunner cartoons. You know, Wile E. Coyote and a Roadrunner. Well, Chris is a Roadrunner, and you Wile E. Coyote.
Machine company, too.
He don't never get caught in all them traps that you try to set for him.
That's what I'm saying. He set some for me.
For him, and you get caught in them anyway.
He was there for a minute.
Oh, we'll go sleep tonight. I've been sitting here laughing so hard I can't hardly stand myself. But I'm glad that we had this little chit-chat. And Chris come in there with us. Chris, I'm going to come over and see you one of these days. I'm going to I'll give you a holler and let you know I'm headed that way, though, okay?
Sounds good to me, Gary. You're welcome anytime I'm here. Or anytime I'm not here, either. This won't be no fun without me.
Exactly right. I get lonesome over there by myself. Wouldn't have nobody to talk to for me. And you get two ugly people talking together like that. One talking to himself and answering himself. Then them guys would come over with a straitjacket. And I ain't ready to go over to my padded room at Marshall Pickens.
The owls named over here, and you can have a conversation with them. And it ain't good enough with them.
I mean, you know, I got to talk to somebody down there, so might as well be them.
I can't carry on a conversation to save the day.
Pretty good. You do a good job of getting me, and that's a good thing, though. I like it when you pick at me like that. Daddy always told me, people don't pick on you, they don't like you. Well, if that's the case, then you love me.
I do love you, Chad. Love you too, Gary. Both of you, my brothers.
Thank you, Chris. He might say he talks to them owls, but they don't talk back to him. They trying to shoo him away. They say it's shoo, shoo instead of hoo, hoo. He just can't figure the words out yet. I come over here and try to talk to him, and they wouldn't try to shoo me away. They'd leave. They said, I ain't looking for something that ugly.
I'm trying to catch him on a microphone for about 2 years now. And every time I get, you know, I'll get probably 25 yards from the cabin. And, boy, they don't miss anything. They just shut up when I come outside. But there's three of them down there. One of them's sounds like a pretty big bird. They have two of them, and they'll fuss back and forth for, I don't know, 5-6 minutes, I guess. And just make this whole horrible chattering sound, just fussing back and forth at one another. And then old big boy opens up, and he shuts them both up. I've never seen him. I think Chris has seen him fly over the home place there a couple of times. But I hadn't been lucky enough to see him. And then, you go down there, 12, 1 o'clock in the morning, trying to catch them on the microphone. And then that big bear showed up, and I don't do that no more. But they sure are beautiful sounding. They get the fussing back and forth. And it's the strangest sound. It's not a hoo-hoo, and I don't know how to describe it. It's like a chatter. And you can tell they are just fussing and fussing and fussing at one another. And then, like I said, the big one, he'll listen to it. And when he's had enough, he just shuts them both up. And they don't say nothing else after he opens up.
When your young'uns was at home, you couldn't understand what they was a-saying. When you had enough, you hollered shut up, and they did. At least that's the way mine were when they were here. But that's been a long time ago. Chad, you and Chris have a wonderful evening. I love you too, brother, over there, Chris, and you too, Chad. Y'all take care. I'm going to go in here. I got to Joy hollered I need to walk the little dog and let her go do her business for the final time tonight. And I'm going to go outside and, y'all can chew inside. I can smoke inside, but I don't. So I don't choose to smoke in the house. So I'm going to go outside, smoke me a cigarette, and walk the dog. Y'all have a good one, and we'll talk at you a little bit later. He enjoyed it, and we'll do it again. KO4QLG, KO4NUE, KI4DOS.
Here, have a good night. Tell Miss Joy I said hello. And if maybe tomorrow night, if I think it's Thursday night, if you don't hear from me at check-in, check me in by relay. I don't know where I'll be or what's going on, but with the wedding and all, but check me in if you don't hear from me. And Anna, too. 73, KO4NUE, I'm clear.
73 is both of you. Hope you have a wonderful day tomorrow, Chad. I'll be rooting for you. You and Anna both. KO4QLG, I'm clear.
Now, if I don't hear you, I'll relay you and Anna in. Again, y'all have a good day tomorrow. And we'll say 73 to you for now. You fellas have a great evening. Talk to you tomorrow, or talk to you later. KO4QLG, KO4NUE, I'll get all these out in a minute. KI4DOS, clear.
4NUE.
I was listening tonight. I didn't hear anybody say anything. I just was wondering if there'd been any kind of update on Walt.
Not as of yet. Like I said, I talked with his daughter yesterday, and I told her I would get back with her in, you know, a day or two. She sounded tired. And, well, you know, rightly so. She said he was out of surgery, so she felt like she could rest a little bit. So I said I'd get back with her in a day or so. So I'll probably give her a call on Friday to see what's going on. But she did tell me yesterday that the doctors had to remove a little bit more material than was expected, and that in his opinion, Walt probably would not be able to be legible with his speech after the surgery. So I really didn't know how to respond to that other than just to say, you know, appreciate the update, and, you know, a lot of people thinking and praying about him, and I will, you know, I'll contact her again in a couple of days and find out what the deal is, but I pretty much think that pretty much says it all. I don't know what else to say, really. But she was a little bit distraught, and you know, I expect he'll be heavily sedated for a while.
I've got a nephew that went through, well, the same type of stuff. I don't know what the degrees of his were, but nephew lost his teeth, part of his jawbone, part of his tongue, and then they had to go take bones from other places and build things back and muscles, stuff like that. But he recovered and went back to work. That's been several years ago, and he was about 20 years younger than Walt when he happened to. But listen to the stuff that Walt's been through, buddy. If there's anybody can handle it, it'd be him. But he's got a tough hill to climb. I just had to pray for him. But I appreciate it.
I'll keep you. I'll keep everybody apprised of, you know, kind of what's going on. When I find it out, I'll just make an announcement on the net and all. But I just, you know what else, what to say really. I mean, you're right. He's got a long way to go. And I know it's going to be a hard hill to climb, but, but I'll let you know, KO4NUE, I'll be clear. You have a nice evening, sir.
KO4NUE, K4RON73.
UE, this is WD8RON, over.
RON KO4NUE. What's going on, Ed? How are you, sir?
Just been monitoring. A while back, several years ago, I saw someone who had, I think, had their vocal cords removed. And they had a gadget they could hold up to their throat. And they had learned to actually talk with this, I'll call it a gadget. I don't know what else to particularly call it, a voice box. And I'm wondering if you can inquire discreetly if that might be something that Walt can use.
Certainly I will. He's, like I said, he had the feeding tube put in a couple of weeks ago, and Anna's been making him some egg custard because he likes, he really likes her egg custard. So, couple of days before the surgery, she made him a big, I think it's a whole quart of it. And we took it over to him because he, about all he could, you know, get down swallowing and all. So I'll when it's time to, you know, ask her. I'll ask her to see kind of what his options are. But I think they took some bone out of his femur to go back into his jaw. So I expect he's gonna be. I can't even imagine that. And boy, mercy. I don't even know what to say. How to even describe it, really.
I can understand that and yet still not empathize with it because I've never experienced anything like that. But I thought that if you can check with someone other than his family, one of the doctors or whatever, and find out if such a device is available. I haven't seen one in years. It sounds funny, but it's understandable. It might be something that he can use. A new subject. I got my cable entry box installed today. Finally had my furnace repairman come. He's got a big drill to cut through the stone. Turns out the stone was about 5 inches thick. I had tried a masonry drill before and it wouldn't even touch it. But he cut through it, so now I've got a box ready to take cables as soon as I get an antenna up.
I was supposed to send you an email last week concerning your question about the elevation and the map we discussed on the last Zoom session. And I found two videos for you on YouTube If you'll go to YouTube and just type in Google Earth Pro, there's two excellent videos that show you the basic use of Google Earth Pro and the advanced use. On, you know, got the video and tells you exactly how to do it and whatnot. Because I just trying to explain that in an email would just be probably a nightmare. But I went and watched them, and it was very helpful for me to figure out, you know, all that you know, software is able to do. But it's pretty straightforward, you know, just check out the videos, and it just kind of explains everything right there, and you can pause it and go do it on your computer. It's what I did, so I know where everything is, but just going to explain why I haven't sent the email, so just going to tell you next time I talk with you.
With it, I've got so that I could draw the profile between two places, but it does not give me a line of sight line like the one that you were showing. I'm not sure if I have a different edition or just what it is, but when I hit the ruler, I get the profile, but I can't get the line that's actually the line of sight between two points.
Right, so you will have to go to Google and type in Google Earth Pro. So you have Google Earth, and then you have Google Earth Pro, and it's free. Download the Pro version, and it's got a lot more tools with it. And you can, you know, and then go watch the videos, because it's pretty straightforward. I figured it'd be pretty complicated, but it's not. If you'll, you know, pause the video and then go over to your computer and practice with it a little bit, and then go watch, you know, 10 more minutes of the video. That's real helpful. But Google Earth Pro.
On the computer, I do have the Pro, and that's what I was confused about, if there's a newer version that's out.
So go to YouTube next and type in Google Earth Pro tutorial, and there's two versions, basic and an advanced, and that's that'll explain everything you need to know. It's, I think they're about 12, 15 minutes long each, and the guy does a really good job of, you know, explaining all that, but that makes it pretty simple. Instead of having to explain in the email, there's no way I could explain when you can, you know, watch it on a video.
That'll be good. Then I can go back and redo it also when I need to. Slightly different question on the simplex test. You had some neat maps showing each of the four areas. Have you sent that out? I don't think I've received that. So showing the map with the four areas and the frequencies for the simplex nets.
No, sir, not yet. I'm trying to get through, gonna get through this wedding. And I'll settle back in and get back to business. But it's just been a flurry of activity this week. And, you know, things settle down a little bit. I'll jump back on it. But, Ed, I need to go, bud. I am tired. I'm exhausted. And I need to go get me a little bit of rest. I got a big day tomorrow. But, We'll get kicked back up next week, and you'll start getting some emails from me.
I'm sure everything is going to go well at the wedding. I was monitoring also and listening to you. I had not realized that you were using chewing tobacco. I'm a hypnotist. If you ever decide you want to stop, let me know.
Appreciate the Q7. I'd talk way longer, but I'm just too tired. This is KO4NUE, and I'll be clear. 73, sir.
8RON, a real good. My best to the wedding couple, and we'll be talking to you. This is WD8RON, clear.